Good morning, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse Steele, and it's Eastern Sierra Now for Friday, July 24th. That was a long week. Today's National Tequila Day, speaking of long weeks, National Drive-Thru Day, and National Cousins Day. There's some clear jokes that I'm just not going with there. This ain't Alabama. So call your cousin, go through a drive-thru, and maybe save the tequila part for after work. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Faultline 395. We begin with the latest official update on the Rock Fire. As of the latest official CAL FIRE update available Thursday night, the Rock Fire is listed at 11,974 acres and 20% contained. The fire is burning near Black Rock Springs Road and Highway 395 in the Poverty Hills area. CAL FIRE says the northwest portion of the fire was very active Thursday, but stayed within control objectives. Crews made progress building containment lines from Highway 395 up Division Creek Road, and they continue to mop up and patrol in the Aberdeen community. Suppression repair has also begun, with fire repair specialists evaluating damage caused by firefighting efforts. Evacuation orders and warnings remain in effect, and residents should continue following Ready Inyo, CAL FIRE, the Inyo County Sheriff's Office, and official emergency alerts. A Rock Fire information line is available, 760-350-2742. LADWP says power has been restored for all customers impacted by the Rock Fire. Even with electric service back on, crews continue repairing and replacing damaged power poles. LADWP says five power crews, including three Los Angeles-based pole crews, are focusing on replacing damaged utility infrastructure. Local water crews have also supported firefighting operations by supplying water dozers, tenders, and a draft pump. Residents looking for outage updates, service help, or safety information can call 760-873-0251 or visit ladwp.com/Eastern Sierra. Inyo County is reminding residents that emergency preparedness starts with a plan that fits your needs. That should include medication lists, emergency contacts, backup power plans for medical devices, transportation and evacuation arrangements, important documents, and any communication or accessibility needs. Anyone who may need additional support during an emergency can learn more through Ready Inyo and the Inyo County Access and Functional Needs Program. There's something about Highway 395 that gets into your bones. The mountains, the desert, the small towns, the road trips, the weird little spots, the big views, and the feeling that you live somewhere people drive hours just to experience. Faultline 395 celebrates that Eastern Sierra life, rugged, local, scenic, and just a little bit dusty. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting independent local news. Now, back to the news. Asphalt grinding and paving work begins Monday on the Y Road connector between US 395 and US 6 in Bishop. Cortez Paving will dig out cracks and apply a fresh layer of pavement. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. The westbound side of Y Road will remain open, and the eastern entrance to the gas station from US 6 will stay accessible. Drivers may experience brief delays and are reminded to slow down in the cone zone. The Tri-County Fair is hiring ticket sellers and ticket takers and is also looking for volunteers. Anyone interested in making extra money or helping with this year's fair can stop by the fair office to fill out an application. Northern Inyo Healthcare District Foundation is highlighting Care Shuttle, a free non-emergency ride service for people traveling to medical appointments. The program helps rural residents get to care when transportation is a barrier. To support the program or schedule a ride, call 760-873-2055. The 36th Lone Pine Film Festival will take place October 8th through the 11th. Tickets go on sale August 3rd. This year's theme is Mixing the Herd, a Corral of Movie Genres. The festival will include films shot in the Lone Pine area, celebrity guests, rare screenings, presentations, and opening night barbecue and location tours. Before we move on, a quick reminder. The Eastern Sierra Now app is built for exactly this kind of week. When there's a fire update, a road change, a missing person alert, a community event, or a local story people need to see, you should not have to dig through 10 Facebook posts and a group text that starts with, "Did you hear?" Download the Eastern Sierra Now app and keep local news, emergency updates, events, videos, and community information right there in your pocket. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store, because when something is happening in the Eastern Sierra, the app helps you stay connected without needing to become a full-time internet Detective. Looking ahead to next week, drivers should expect work on Y Road in Bishop, continued work on the Bishop Pavement Project, and ongoing closures around West Line Street. The Badwater 135 Ultra Marathon also begins Monday, with runners traveling from Badwater Basin to Whitney Portal. No lane closures are planned for the race, but drivers should slow down and give runners room. A Mono County watch for tree work on State Route 203, paving on the June Lake Loop, pole replacement near Conway Summit in Bridgeport, and ongoing work near Tom's Place. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine. It's Friday, it's July, it's hot, and your stove has officially become a threat. Copper Top Barbecue has all of the best barbecue, that tri-tips, ribs, pulled pork, I mean, you name it, and hearty sides to go with it. Copper Top Barbecue and Big Pine, because the best summer dinner plan is letting someone else stand near the heat. Again, remember what I said about Al? Let him do it. Here's what's coming up. Friday Night Market returns to Bishop tonight from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at Bishop City Park. Enjoy live music by the Midwatch, a bar by Amigos, food, drinks, shopping, and a summer evening downtown. Eastern Sierra Dog Rescue and Crowley Lake Fish Camp will host a dog adoption event Saturday from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the marina. Cardinal Village Resort hosts Christmas in July, Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. with free entry, family activities, treats, Santa, crafts, and summer holiday fun. Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continue Saturday, 6:30 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Outdoor Amphitheater in June Lake. This week's program focuses on black bears and how we can safely share the landscape with them. Live Music Sundays continues at Cardinal Village every Sunday through August from noon to 3 p.m. Bring a chair, sun protection, and the family for live music, food, and a mountain afternoon. Here's your weather forecast. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, expect the weekend to stay hot and mostly sunny, with highs around 101 and overnight lows in the mid-60s. Friday evening may bring haze before skies clear out overnight. In Mammoth Lakes, the forecast is much more forgiving, with sunny skies and highs near 82 Friday and 81 Saturday and Sunday, and overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Around the Rock Fire area, CAL FIRE says Friday may bring gusty outflow winds with active fire behavior possible in the afternoon and evening because of hot, dry conditions. So yes, it's still summer doing summer things. Drink water, check on neighbors, give pets shade and water, avoid anything that can spark dry vegetation, and keep following official fire updates. Natural Eastern Sierra Now news for Friday, July 24th. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's newscast, and Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, emergency information, interviews, events, weather, and community stories, visit easternsierranow.com and download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'm Jesse Steele, the Eastern Sierra Now. Have a safe Friday. Keep checking official Rock Fire updates and enjoy National Tequila Day responsibly, which means at a minimum, not before the morning newscast. But hey, I'm finishing right now. I mean, you do you.